Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise. Ooh, glory, come on. Yeah. Ah, glory. Come on now. Somebody give Him praise. Ah, glory. Come on now. Come on. Somebody give Him glory. Come on. Somebody open your mouth. Shout hallelujah. Come on. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you. Come on, we bless you, we bless you. Come on, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, David said, bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, when you begin to open up your mouth and activate our glory, the heavens, by invoking His presence. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. See, your praise invites God and the heavens to where you are. Come on. Come on. Hey, glory, hit K-Shot. Come on now, I'm gonna say it again. Your praise invites God and all of the heavens to where you are and to wherever situation you are in. Come on. The Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Come on, come on, come on. Open up your mouth. Someone shout hallelujah. Come on, someone shout hallelujah. He's worthy, He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, He's worthy. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, Tora Bokosha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I bless you. 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 Come on. Hey, Kisha Telaba. Come on, 30 seconds of praise. Come on, 30 seconds of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, 30 seconds of praise. Come on, get it. Come on, get it. Get your healing. Get your breakthrough. Get your deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Corey. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. We bless you, we bless you. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because it's the Word that activates the power. Come on. Come on, it's the Word of God that activates the power of God in your life. Come on. Just type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. I receive it. It is so. Listen. Oh, my God. Okay. So I made a statement. It's the word that activates the power. Come on, let's go here. John chapter 1. Come on. Grab your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. How glory, whatever you drink in the morning. Let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Now listen, right here, I want you to type, it is so, okay? Now listen, when you get the word, because I made a statement, I said that the word activates the power of God. Come on now. The word, when you receive the word, when you hear the word, hide it in your heart and begin to do the word, you activate the power, his super, on your natural. So let's go here. John chapter 1. Now we're right here talking about the four keys of the power of all. The power of all is going to be what? High glory. It's going to be what? High glory. And I'm going to see high glory. Good morning, Sister Missy. Where you been? Listen, we're going to be right here. See, but this is all in context with the power of all. Now, listen, here's what you got to understand. And when God is doing something in your life, he will always back it up by the word. The Bible says that the word is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. You never move unless you have a word from God. Come on now. Here we go. John chapter 1. Now it says, in the beginning was the word. Verse 1. Hold on. Let me type this for Instagram. Here we go. John chapter 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, the Word. All things were made by him, the Word. And without him, the Word was not anything made that was made. In him, the Word was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. Now go to verse 12. But to as many as received who? The Word. Good morning, granddaughter. To those who receive him, the word, he gave them the power to what? Become. He gave them the what? Power to become. He gave them, until you get the word, you can't receive the power. Come on now. But to as many, so that means whoever receives the word, it doesn't matter what your age group, your ethnicity, what side of the track that you grew up on, amen. Democrat, Republican, Independent, don't know what you are. Amen. Come on now. Short, tall, doesn't matter. To as many as received, hear the word, hide the word, and do the word, to them he gave his power. This word power is a Greek word dunamis, which means his ability. He gave them his ability to what? Become. Oh, come on now. For those of you who need healing, you need to get the word to become healed. Oh, come on now. For those of you who need debt cancellation, come on now. You need the word to become debt free. Come on now. For those of you, high glory, woo, my God, who need a breakthrough, okay? Who need a need supply, You need to receive the word, so my God shall supply all your need. Come on now. Oh, my God. But to as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on his name. You can't believe on his name and believe and not believe what he can do. Come on now. Come on now. I forget my little hand gestures can make me. There we go. So when you understand that when you begin to tap into this word, when you begin to tap unto this word, when you begin to tap unto this word, you begin to activate this power of God. Come on now. I'm trying to listen. Until you receive the word, you cannot receive the power of God. Come on now. There we go. So get the word so you can get the power. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. So when we start talking about this word and you know how we can get this word activated, we have to understand the four keys of the power of all. The first key is his and our divine origin and unity. We must understand our divine origin, okay? You have a divine origin, okay? That means activated through his divinity, okay? You must live a life that depends on God. See, when you think you can do it by yourself, you disconnect from his power. Number three, you must understand that your existence has a purpose. You have a divine purposed existence. And when you begin to activate him in your life, depend on him in your life, understand your existence, now you're causing the imminence of God, which is his active involvement, to be instituted in you. Okay. Okay. This must be for the Quinteros and Sister Missy this morning. Come on now. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo. Come on now. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. See? Let me see right here. I want to say that we're going to 17, I believe. Luke chapter 17. Yes, 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 yes. Luke chapter 17. Here we go. Come on now. Luke chapter 17. If you're still with me, someone type, it is so. Come on. Luke chapter 17. Look at verse 20 and 21. Come on now. The imminence of God. God's active involvement in your life. Okay. Look at verse 20. And when he was demanded, the Pharisees tried to cop an attitude. Come on now. The Pharisees tried to pull rank, okay? Because they thought Jesus was by himself. Oh, come on now. And when the Pharisees demanded of him when the kingdom of God should come, and he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So you won't see it come out the sky. Okay. Neither shall you say, lo is here and lo is there. Behold, pay attention. The kingdom of God is within you. Come on now. Come on now. The kingdom of God is within you. See, I really want this to soak in. I really want you to get this. The kingdom of God is within you. Come on, get it. Come on now. Come on now. The kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is within you. Someone type, it's in me. Come on now. Someone type, it's in me. Come on now. Type it. Come on now. It's in me. It's in me. It's in me. The kingdom, God's way of doing things. That's right, Sister Missy. God's way of doing things is in you. Woo, my God. See? There we go. There we go. So, oh my God. So we're talking about this imminence, God getting actively involved. Okay. God being actively involved. God being actively involved. Okay. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. God is good. See? See, I like, see, here's the thing. When you begin to walk in this power, okay? Now remember, and we're going to go to Proverbs, okay? Because remember, it starts in you, okay? Proverbs 3:9. Well, let's go here. Verse 5, okay? Proverbs 3:9. Let me just type this for Instagram. But we're going to start at verse 5, okay? Okay, here we go. Trust the Lord. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here it is. Trust the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, okay? It don't make sense. How could the universe that God created, the power, God is so, the Bible says God is omniscient. He's everywhere. The universe cannot contain him. But God says, my kingdom is in you. Woo, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he'll what? Direct your path. So the direction, the God leading you starts within you. Okay. Oh, my God, my God. God leading you to where you're supposed to be today. Give me this day my daily bread. Okay. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Come on now. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Reverence. Respect him. Depart from evil. It shall be health to your neighbor and marrow to your bones. Now, you activate this by, remember, hearing it, hiding it, now doing it. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barn shall be filled with plenty and your presses burst out with new wine. You doing the principles of God, okay? Jesus said, if you love me, do or keep my word or keep my commandments. Come on now. This is where we miss it. See, we forget the doing part. Okay? Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Come on now, Proverbs chapter 4. Now remember, we're just walking through God's way of doing things. Proverbs chapter 4. It says, wisdom is the first thing, the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, hearing and hiding, then doing. With all you're getting, get understanding. Now, why did he say understanding? See, now I'm about to show you. Now, remember, wisdom is the word, the what to do, the will, the thoughts, the instructions, okay, which is spiritual. But understanding is a spiritual discernment or perception of how to do it. God is so powerful that not only does he give you instructions, but he gives you the details on how to do what he told you to do. Come on now. Okay. So you don't believe me. Okay, well, let's go here. Ah, glory. Let's see here. We're going to John. And I want to say, verse 16, and we're going to end here for today. Now, listen, I want you to get your seed. Come on now. John chapter 16, okay? Now, remember, with all you're getting, get understanding. John chapter 16, okay? Look at what it says. Verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now listen, the Spirit of truth cannot come by himself. Okay. Are you getting this? The Spirit of truth cannot come to you by himself. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, these three are one. So when the Spirit of truth or the Holy Spirit comes to you, he's bringing the Word and he's bringing the Father with him. He will guide you where? Into all truth. Into all the details. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. He can't hear without the Word. Come on now. The Word is a lamp. Okay. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will what? Show you things to come. Did you get that? This is why we need the Word. No Word, no power. No power, no ability to do what he told you to do. And if you can't do what he told you to do, now you're walking in disobedience. Amen? Amen. Listen, give God a praise. Come on now. He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I'm going to say it again. I will prosper. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Amen. Okay. So, God's kingdom, God's way of doing things, okay, is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is the period of sowing or planting seed or investing into the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from you investing or sowing seed into the kingdom, okay? There are two ways to do this. One, you can do it by sowing into the ministry. Remember, when you sow into the ministry, you're not sowing into the people, you're sowing into the ground that the people represent, okay? You can use the church PayPal at Restored MININTL, or you can use the church Zelle at Restored MININTL at gmail.com and go from your account straight into the ministry account. You can use your camera, amen, and scan that little QR code and it'll take you to the PayPal. And the church also has a Cash App and the website, sorry about that, that you can go right there and sow into. Amen. Now, the next way to sow into the kingdom by doing the Word is Ezekiel 44:30, sowing into the priest of the ministry. And the first of all, there we go, first fruits of all things and of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, of all. So the first of all first fruits of all things, of every teruma, of all, of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that the priest may speak and cause the blessing to rest in you, in your house. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. That's what the Word says. So you are representing the kingdom, okay? So now when you sow directly into the priest using the teruma right there on the right side of the screen, by sowing into my PayPal, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com, or my Zelle, okay, going from your account straight into Michael@RTUProductions.com, or into my Cash App, $MDBryant. Now you're sowing and you're doing exactly what this says. Now that causes my mouth to be open over your life, over your finances, over your soul. The Bible says that I am the watchman over your soul. So when God hears my blessing you, he honors what I bless. Come on now. Hey, Keisha. Woo, my God. Come on now. The seed leaves your hand, but never leaves your life. So when you sow this seed right now, come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said that the first of your dough should go to the priest. Now I speak the blessing of the Lord, make you rich and add no sorrow. I speak that you are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. I speak, woo, everything your hands touch is blessed. I speak, wherever the soles of your feet shall tread is blessed and becomes your possession. Father, I declare and decree the dominion and authority operates in you, in your life, in Jesus' name. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Listen, we're going deeper every day. Be blessed.